name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, Lord, for another day's journey. Thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. Thank you for this Advent season, Lord God. Thank you for the praise and worship that's going forth in this place on today. Thank you, Lord God, for the atmosphere of looking forward to celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, and we worship you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone on today. We're just so grateful to be in the house of the Lord one more time, to see the babies in the house of the Lord. Little baby Isaiah Ralph in the house. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise the Lord. So God bless everyone today. You know, I love this time of year. It's a blessing just to reflect on who the Lord is. You know, sometimes it seems like God is somewhere in the abstract. You know, people go about their regular routine of life each and every day, going to work, going to play, whatever it may be. We talk about God, we hear, we sing about God, but when we can really begin to focus in on the reality of Emmanuel, how great our God is, how loving and kind and gracious. Because he lived, we live also. This is the time of year when we're looking back at Bethlehem. We're looking back at, as Christy so beautifully read the scripture this morning, how the angels began to make announcements. And we're just going to kind of piggyback even on the song that we heard today. We want to use for a title today, We Need a Word from the Lord. How many know we need a word from the Lord? Have you ever been in a situation where it seemed like nothing that nobody is saying to you is helping the situation? People feel empathy for you. People love you. They acknowledge that you're going through something, or you may be heavy with something, and they try to give you a word. And thank God for friends who and family who's trying to help us. But sometime we need a word from the Lord. We need to find out. We need to hear what God is saying to us in our situations. And don't be fooled. God speaks to us. He speaks to us. And I'm telling you, I'm a living witness that God has spoken to me in ways he spoke to me when I didn't even know him. Saved my life. And I say, thank you, Lord. So we need a word from the Lord. In these times, the days and times we're living in right now, we're living in some crucial times right now. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We're living in times we haven't seen before. And so we need to know what God is saying about these times that we're living in. So I want to look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 24. Isn't it something? And I hadn't even put this together, but the power hour lesson was verses 1 through 17. And it gave the lineage of Jesus Christ, his birth. We're talking about the Son of the living God. And so since we're in this season, I just want to briefly go through this. We got a lot going on today. I mean, we got gifts and presents out there, and I smell food. I know food when I smell it. So we're not gonna lull anybody to sleep today. But we want to get into the Word of God and take ourselves back to ancient Israel. Take ourselves back to a time where after Malachi of the Old Testament, the last book in the Old Testament, to Matthew, where we'll be looking at today, 400 years had passed. There was no new revelation coming down from God to man. Isn't that something? 400 years. No new revelation, no new books, but God's word is settled in heaven. And what God said in Genesis 1 and 1 was still good in Malachi. And we're going to find out it's still good in Matthew. And we'll find out it's good in Revelation. God's word is just good all by himself. You know, Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. So, but we need a word from God. We need to try to figure out how we can position ourselves to hear a word from the Lord. Because it's a whole lot of noise going on. Sometimes it's so much noise going on, we can't hear God. But I want to find out how I can get to a place when I can hear a word from the Lord. Because it's the word from the Lord that's going to help me. that's going to bless me, that's going to heal me. And I just thank God for that. So, you know, again, prophecies had went forth, you know, from Genesis through about the Savior coming, about the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ coming, where in Old Testament times, people looked forward to the cross. The promises that God said, a Savior, a deliverer is coming. And here on this side, we look back at the cross and we see how Jesus paid it all for you and for me. And Isaiah 9:6 says, for a child is born to us, a son is given. This is, you know, this prophecy from Isaiah came forth at a time, excuse me, at a time to where things were not so good. You know, God's people is headed for bondage and, you know, being persecuted and locked up. But God always have a word for us. That's why it's so important for us to read the word of God and to study the word of God and to apply the word of God. It says, for unto us a child is born, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders and he will be called, listen to this, talking about Jesus, right? Talking about Emmanuel, talking about the Son of the living God. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You know, we should never forget what God has shown us in his word. Because you can hear, or have you ever read something in the word of God, and lo and behold, down the road, by and by, it comes up to you, and right on time, right in the time where you needed to hear that. I remember one time, they had a new director came in and said, we're going to make you a real manager. I'm saying, huh? So they took me from the 21st floor downtown main office of LA Unified School District and sent me out to a little place where they started a new thing called New Maintenance Company. And I'm like packing up my computers, packing up my screens, all my little stuff, going down to the parking lot about four levels down, and my phone buzzes. Now what? And it was a scripture. I don't know how it happened. But it said, he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. My hands went up, my head lifted up. I was no more disillusioned, like, what's going on? I was saying, thank you, Jesus, all by myself down in that basement. We need a word of God. So going back to that place, God has begun to speak to his people again. God is beginning to send the angels and dispatching the angels to take messages to his people because God is getting ready to do a new thing. And so in verse 18 of Matthew 1, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, New King James Version, betrothed. How can we deal with engaged to Mary? Before they came together, before the whole consummated the marriage, before the marriage ceremony. Let me say this, because it was three parts to a marriage in those days. It had to be an agreement between both families. Now, you know, I don't know if that would work today. Mom and daddy over the woman got to say, okay, and over the daddy. And a lot of times, people, that's why folks elope these days. You know, but in this time, in ancient time, the families had to agree. And then, get this, there would be a public announcement. A herald going by, hey, Kermit and Sandy's getting married. You know, they're engaged. Engagement in those days was binding. It was just like we have a wedding ceremony today. When people first got engaged in those days, it was binding as if they were married. They just were not living together. And so now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was engaged or betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. You know, I was kind of looking at these verses between 18 and 25. So let me break it down this way. Verse 18 and 19, I'm going to call that the problem. See, anybody familiar with problems? Have you ever had a problem? You know? And you know, problems can come up overnight, You can have a real good day today, and all of a sudden something come up and you say, whoa. So the problem. So again, this is the way it came. They were engaged. They were not living together. They were not staying together. They had no physical connection with one another in that sense. But now it's been found out that she's pregnant. Now remember, the parents on both sides had to agree. And now, so let me read verse 19. So then Joseph, see, the engagement was so, it meant so much in those days. It says, then Joseph, her husband, it was as if they've already been married, even though they're engaged and they haven't came together. So the problem, then Joseph, her husband, get this, being a just man, a righteous man. Now, mind you, there hasn't been any new revelation for 400 years. You can turn that up if you need to. For 400 years. But here, this is something to look at here. Her husband being a just man, meaning that he knew God. He knew what was right and what was wrong. See, God has given us to know the difference between, let me ask that. Do we know today what's right and wrong pretty much across the board? Do we? It ain't hard to pick out that's wrong, that's right. Where do right and wrong come from? It comes from God. Here, Joseph was a just man, and get this, he was so righteous. He was just. He was in love. He was looking forward to a life with his fiance, his wife. And now she's pregnant, and he hasn't had nothing to do with it. I'm just saying there's a problem here. In the natural, there is a problem here. Houston, we have a problem. But look at his heart. Not wanting to make her a public example. What did that mean? If he had made it known, and in that time and season, she could have been stoned because it would say that she's been unfaithful. But remember, in the first verse, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So this is the narration. This is going back looking at it. Joseph ain't got that email yet. Joseph is like, what is going on here? My love, my hope, my dream. And I don't want to see her stoned. So he was minded to put her away secretly. Say, okay, I'm going to bow out of this relationship. But I'm not going to put her name on blast. I don't want anything to happen to her. I love her so much. In his mind, he was saying, you know how we do sometimes. Sometimes we have our mind going all kind of ways of what we think we should do or how we should do it or if this and if that. And sometimes we're in a quandary and we don't, and the truth be told, sometimes we don't know what to do. That is a problem. You know, I have to check myself because if I start thinking about stuff at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, my little brain be all over the place. Well, maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. What about this? Nope, there's a problem here. And the Lord is really saying, will you go to sleep? Would you just trust me and go to sleep? You know, I told somebody one time, because one time I sent out an email to a couple of brothers, and when I read it at 6 o'clock in the morning, when I woke up, I'm like, whoa. That's kind of strong. That was a problem, and then I had to make that right. Here, this man, this just man, he is trying to figure out how to deal with this situation, which brings me to point two. Just verse 20, part A, contemplating. But while he thought about these things, while he was pondering these things, isn't it? To me, it's good to know that God knows what we're going through. Have you ever been in a place where you felt like nobody knows? Even maybe nobody cares what I'm going through. This thing is heavy. This thing hurt. But I want to let somebody know today that God knows. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're dealing with. And he's standing with his arms wide open. Listen, we need a word from the Lord. How many know at this time that Joseph needed a word from God? Now, he didn't know that he needed a word from God. He was just trying to figure out how to navigate this situation, this problem that he had. But he, remember now, he was a just man. He was a righteous man. And only way you can be just and righteous in Scripture is because you have a connection with Emmanuel, God with us. And so God, by saying all that, while he thought about these things, the Bible say, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, a messenger from God. Angels are some pretty tough guys, some pretty tough beings, whether it's in war or whether it's just with a soft message or just a message to say, fear not. So this great God we have, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Can you imagine? He's pondering what's going on. He's gone to sleep. Now he's having a dream that's straight from heaven. He had a dream, and the dream saying, the angel said, Joseph, wow, it's so many things to look at here. God knows our name. He know who we are. As I said, he know what we're going through. He said, Joseph, and not only that, now he's going back into the lineage that Pastor Jones was teaching on this morning. He said, Joseph, son of David. It's good to know who we are and where we've come from. And so the angel now, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. He's pondering. He's in a quandary. He don't know what to do. Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. This is a word from the Lord now. He's wrestling with this thing. He don't know what to do. And the angel said, listen, man, don't be afraid to take Mary to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her, get this, is of the Holy Spirit. God is letting Joseph know, I know you had nothing to do with this. And no one else in town had anything to do with this. What's conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a blessing? Now see, God has presented himself to us in three distinct persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These three are one. Get your head around that, better yet, get your heart around it. Because that's who he is. Thank God for Jesus. And so verse 20b through 23 is really the word of the Lord. I reiterate, we need a word from the Lord. Don't be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Get this, and she will. See, when God says something will, it will. If he said won't, it won't. Here's where we get into problems sometimes. We say, no, it's going to will anyway. God said, no, it's not. I would rather hear the word from God than stand on God's word. He said, so she will bring forth a son. No doubt about it. No ifs and ands about it. And you shall call his name Jesus. Can you imagine? He's dreaming. He's getting downloaded from heaven by the angel. In the midst of his problems, telling him what's going to happen. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Isn't that a blessing? We're saved today because of Jesus Christ, because of his blood. Verse 22 says, so all this was done. Get this. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, this is Isaiah 7:14. Behold, the virgin shall be with child. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Let me get this straight. A virgin is going to be pregnant. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name, there it is, Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. That is something, listen, that's something we should not take lightly. We need to know beyond peradventure of a doubt, no matter what we're going through, God is with us. And so I call the next verses, 24 and 25, obedience. Because when we get a word from the Lord, we need to obey it. Now, here's where we as human beings and saved folks have a problem sometimes, is waiting on God. God can give us a word, but do we believe it, number one? And if we believe it, are we going to wait on it? Are we going to trust him no matter how long it takes? Or will we fly the coop and do something different? So verse 24, then Joseph, listen to this, being aroused from sleep, I wonder who woke him up. I think this dream woke him up because he went to sleep troubled. He laid down wondering what's going to happen to Mary, what's going to be their reputation, what's going to be said in Galilee, what's going on around him. He went to bed with a problem, but he woke up with victory. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the, listen, this is what I call obedience. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, not suggested to him. The angel commanded him, and he took to him his wife and did not have relationships with her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Who called his name Jesus? Joseph did. He's got the picture. He's got the word of the Lord. God has downloaded him. What's going to happen? Here we are. You know, we know Christmas is next Monday. Not tomorrow, but the following Monday, where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We got more stuff we're going to be hearing on next Sunday about this time. But God begins to move. We need to understand, when God begins to move, we need to get in the move with him. Do we know that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord? Yes. You know, what Proverbs 3:5-6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. I know that gets me in trouble. But in all of our ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? God will do it every time. And we have so many places in scripture where we can look, where people needed a word from God, where people received a word from God, and God is still speaking from eternity today. Over in Matthew 8:8, there was a Roman soldier whose son was sick unto death. He knew that he didn't have a relationship with God, but he had heard about this Jesus, and he was called a centurion. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come up under my roof. But guess what he said? He said, but only speak a word. You don't have to come to my house, God. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. God's word is powerful. The scripture says it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen, Pastor Ralph. Thank you, God. I mean, Brother Ralph. Amen. Psalms 119, because in saying all of that, we understand, most of us, we have heard these scriptures all of our life. But how do we apply it today? Because God haven't changed. He's still the same. What do the same mean? That he's still loving. He's still kind. He's still gracious. He's still powerful. He's still just. He's still delivering. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's the same God. This is the God. Why do we come into the house of the Lord? That we can fellowship with one another. This is so true. But that we can hear a word from the Lord. And not only that, we can apply it to our life, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. Just as sure as we live in, we need the word of God. That's why Psalms 119:11 say, your word, God, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Oh, that, I think that's something not to be overlooked. It's important. If you hide something, it has some value to it. So David said, your word have I hid in my heart. I mean, down in my heart, God, I put your word down in my heart. Why? That I might not sin. Do that mean he's not going to sin? No, but he's going to be aware of sin. So when sin comes in, when he makes the wrong move, when he thinks the wrong way, the word inside is going to say, go set off the alarm bells. Yes, yes. And we're going to find ourselves saying, God, have mercy. God, forgive me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need a word from God. In John 14:25-26, when Jesus had begun to promise the people the Holy Spirit was coming, that the Holy Spirit, the church was going to be born, the Holy Ghost was coming, you know, and Jesus telling them that he's got to leave, and the people have been holding on to Jesus, seeing what he's doing, touching him, walking with him, eating with him, and he's saying, I got to go. Then he said here, these things have I spoken to you while being present with you. But the helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you, listen to this, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Watch this, wrap it up with this. Okay, thy word have I hid in my heart. The Holy Spirit will bring all things back to my remembrance. The subject is, we need a word from God. God is speaking all the time. So when we get our hearts and our mind focused on Jesus, and we get into the word of God, and we hear the word of God, and we apply the word of God, and we give glory to God, then guess what? In your time of need, he's going to give you a word. He's going to give you a word. And when God gives you a word, don't let nobody take it away from you. God said, you're going to be healed, and everybody else say, I don't think so. But if God said it, stand on God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That is my message for today. We need a word from the Lord. God's word will heal the sick. God's word will bring peace to a calamity situation. God's word will do it. God's word will cause peace in our homes when we apply God's word. This crazy world we're living in right now, all across this globe, we need a word from the Lord. Things that's happening in our nation, we need a word from the Lord. Things that children are going through in school now, we need a word from the Lord. When the man of the house don't know what to do, he needs a word from the Lord. When the mother in the house is putting up some things that's hard on her, she need a word from the Lord. Amen. We need a word from the Lord. Praise God. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So praise God. We have a lot going on this afternoon. As I said, there's food in the back. Before we close out, is there anyone that needs prayer today? If you do, just lift up your hands. We're going to agree in prayer together. Amen. I see a hand there. Amen. Do we still believe there's another hand? Do we believe in the power of God? Do we believe in the word of God? Didn't he said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Do we still believe that? You know, are we just settled with whatever's going on in our life? It's just good as it get? Or do we take those things and we take them to the foot of the cross and we leave them there and say, Lord Jesus, help me. God, fix me. God, give me a word in the name of Jesus. Why don't we stand this? We're going to pray over the saints today, and we're going to dismiss, and we're going to pray over the food. Saints, please don't leave. The hospitality have so much going on in there, I can't even enunciate it. I have no clue all what they're doing, but I see gifts under the trees with numbers on them. There's food in the rear. Is there any other hands that went up today that we need prayer? Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Father, we need a word from you. Not a word from me, not a word from anyone else. We need a word from you. There's so much that we, your people, are dealing with. God, won't you speak to our hearts? Speak to our minds. Give us direction. Show us the way, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Father. You see the hands that went up, Lord. Those three hands that went up, someone is saying in their heart, God, I need you. I need prayer. I need a touch from you, Lord. And Father, I'm so glad that you're omniscient. You know everything. You know what that hand represented that's lifted up to you. So Father, we pray for the saints today that whatever the need is, whatever the situation, whatever the pain, whatever, God, won't you send a word today? Bless these, your people, in a very special way. And we thank you for being Emmanuel. We thank you for being God with us. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the harmony. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for your people in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know that it's not all about the gifts under the tree, oh God, or what we can spend, but it's all about you, dear God. And so, Father, we pray for these next few days, Lord, as we get closer to Christmas Day, that that anxiety will flee, that issues will be dissolved, and families will come together, and you will send a word to us, your people. We thank you, Lord God. So bless us as we leave this place, Father God. Bless the food that's been prepared for us in the rear. Lord, bless all of the babies that are here today, those young people. Father God, their whole lives is in front of them, and we know that you have your hand upon them, and we pray for them, Lord God, for their safety, Lord God, for their mothers and fathers, for their families, Lord. Bless the children. Cover and protect them, Lord God, from the evil one in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Bless the tithe and offering box on the wall, Lord God. Bless us as we, when we do leave this place on today and we head to our homes, give us safe travel there, Father God. Whatever the need is, we thank you in advance, Lord. And as we're praying as a body of believers today, Nicole, Father God, with the bad diagnosis and prognosis, Lord, and a daughter right by her side, they need a word from you today. Send a word, God, in the name of Jesus. You know just what they need. And we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And all the people of God together, let us say amen. 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 God bless you. We're dismissed. Praise the Lord. Amen.